Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. The countdown to Super Bowl 59 continues. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the WIP afternoon show. Ike, how we feeling, man?
Spike Lee, a couple more days, man. And we're going to get some Creole. That food?
It's a...
Like the taste.
There's a seasoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, it's a kind of people, it's a culture, but yes, there's Creole food.
Yeah, get to the point where I'm at.
Yes.
Are you there now?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, we're there in a couple days.
Yes.
Sunday. Meet me there.
On Bourbon Street.
Jackie Baseball, have you packed yet?
No. Jambalaya is what I'm looking forward to.
Ah, that's what
jambalaya.
Yeah,
a little. Well, you got a little shrimp jambalaya.
Yeah.
Chicken jambalaya.
Well, I think you put both of them in there, right? Well,
I think jambalaya.
So is the gumbo that's different? Is it shrimp gumbo and the chicken gumbo?
Well, this is going back to my Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Right.
I think gumbo has a roux and jambalaya doesn't. I think that's the difference between the two.
Ah.
Is making.
But you're saying chicken and shrimp go in both.
I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And sausage.
And sausage.
Yes. I think they're all just mixed together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I won't be having any of that. I'll be having a little lettuce sandwich
next to you
guys. I'm
sure they have your stupid vegan jambalaya.
All right. No need to insult me.
Did I say holla at your boy?
No,
you didn't.
No.
Damn it. Let's get right.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. We're inching closer. Is it dragging on yet?
It is. Of course it is.
I'm not there. I still feel good. I feel the week's broken up to me.
Yeah.
Like, because we have a week here, then we have a week there. We travel on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's not dragging for me yet. And for me, you've been through two Super Bowl experiences on the air. This is my first one on the air.
Right.
So I am very present in the middle of this. I'm present.
Glad you're present.
Feeling it around me. All right.
It's good.
Big show as always. Baldy will be on with us at 4 to disrespect my football opinions. We will have Flyers and 50 at 3:30. The new Insider of the Year power rankings, the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings come out at 4:30. And we have a new entry from a WIP employee who has never been on the list before in the Eagles Insider of the Year, in the top five, all that stuff. But I want to start today's show talking about our old friend, Andy Reid.
Time's yours.
Big Red.
Big Red.
I want to start off this by saying I have great respect for Andy Reid and for what he did here. So this is not, you know, Angela used to really, really hate Andy. I don't hate Andy. I like Andy. I like Andy Reid. I have respect for what he did here and respect for what he did in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But I want to beat Andy Reid badly in the Super Bowl. I am sick of us as a fan base and the Eagles as an organization living in the shadow of Andy Reid, which I think we still have. We still talk about the best coach in Eagles history. We talk about Andy Reid. And we're supposed to be an elite organization. The Philadelphia Eagles are supposed to be an elite organization. And the best coach in team history for an elite organization cannot be a guy that did not win the Super Bowl. I want the shadow of Andy Reid gone. I don't want to be sunned by Andy Reid in the Super Bowl again. I don't want Andy Reid to make NFL history at our expense, right? Like, it's too close. It's too close. It's like getting beat by your brother or something. Yeah. Even though you love him, you want to beat him badly. And to me,
like
this
Kelsey brothers.
Yes, this Super Bowl means more because we can beat Andy. Like, it matters to me that Andy is there, and it matters to me that we could lose to Andy. I feel like it's almost like like exercising Jack brought this up, like exercising like a demon in getting rid of that Andy Reid shadow. So this game means a lot to me because it's the Super Bowl, but means even more to me because we can beat Andy Reid. Now you love Andy, obviously.
Yeah.
Does it mean any different to you because Andy's on the other side?
It does not.
Not at all.
Not one iota. In the sense that I want to win any more or less
right.
than Coach Reid is over there. I want to win because it's their third trip there, and we need to get to our second Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it could have been Buffalo. It could have been Baltimore. It would not have mattered. John Harbaugh is my old coach as well. Love him just as much. Known him longer than I've known Andy Reid, quite frankly. Harbaugh recruited me out of high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when he was at the University of Cincinnati. So I've been knowing him since I was 17. It would not matter. I would want the Eagles to win, and that's where I'm at. I understand it to a degree for some people that may still have the Andy Reid lingering effect there that they want to just rid themselves of. You know, I just don't have that. I just don't have that.
For me, it's like if my wife had this other boyfriend that happened before me that was still hanging around.
Right.
And he was a great boyfriend. She didn't end up marrying him or whatever, but he was a great boyfriend, and I still got to see him on Facebook. Right. And he's there when, you know, at parties or whatever.
It has to be a kid involved.
What's that?
It has to be a kid involved. Why the hell would he be hanging around?
Well, that's my question. Well, I don't want Andy hanging around. He's like an ex-boyfriend. So
ex-husband.
Yeah, I need. I hope she doesn't have an ex-husband that I don't know about. Yeah. I got you.
Yes.
So for me, it means more because it's Andy Reid.
I feel you.
215-592-9494. Does the Super Bowl mean more to you because Andy Reid's on the other side? Do you want to beat Andy?
I wonder if Jeffrey Lurie feels that way.
I bet he does a little bit.
You think so?
I bet he does a little bit because so much of the credit of this era of Eagles football, and I say era in a bigger way. I'm not talking about last 10 years. I'm talking about last 25,
sure,
right?
Yes.
So much is given. So much of that credit is given to Andy and Joe Banner,
mm-hmm.
right? They set the template, the blueprint for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I think there is some. I don't think Jeff Lurie has any dislike in his heart for Andy
whatsoever.
Hate, but I think
none whatsoever.
But I do think beating him also. There's something.
Yeah.
There's got to be something in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
You know,
especially since he's already beaten you for one. So just that competitive nature side of it, I would imagine.
Yes.
That he would want to at least be able to say, "We're 1-1. You got me. I got you.
Yep.
We both got multiple trophies.
Yep.
Yada yada. He's still the greatest head coach in Eagles history. But I guess if Nick Sirianni is here long enough,
we can have that argument. He's on his way.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
When Andy will ultimately be recognized as the greatest coach in the history of the game, there's nothing wrong with having that associated with you.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'll never view it that way. I want to be attached to Andy Reid, Nick Saban. I played for the two greatest coaches, arguably, in college football and the NFL.
You know what?
I can say that.
Yes. But you know what the difference is? For him.
How many guys can say that? How many guys have played for Nick Saban and Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
He's had to have drafted an Alabama player in the last when he was there, right?
He had to have. Yeah. The other thing is, we're like part of Andy's journey,
mm-hmm.
so it's part of where he got. But for us, he's still the best coach.
Yeah.
You know, like he's almost moved on. He's been able to move on more than we have, and I think we've moved on as a city. And I think that showed. You know, when Andy won the Super Bowl, we did Andy Reid Appreciation Day, and people were basically cheering for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've moved on from the hate, but I haven't moved on from the shadow, and I don't want it.
That's fine.
You know, I think we're part of his journey, but we don't look at Andy as part of our journey yet. We still look at him as the best coach.
So the reason why I said that, and I brought in
Jeff.
Mr. Lurie and everything, is that you're not coming from a place of hate. That's different than where
yes.
some fans may be coming from.
Yep. And I understand
Angelo Castaldi.
Yeah, it's so, just not me.
Yes, yes. Yep. You're just saying, I don't want to be in his shadow anymore.
Yeah, to me, the shadow is too large for an organization yeah. this big for a guy. And I don't mean to keep harping on didn't win the Super Bowl, but like...
That's the fact.
We have won a Super Bowl. Yep. And it was such
without him.
Yes. And it was such a weird moment with Doug not being here and Nick Foles not being here anymore mm-hmm. that like it almost... We didn't get to wash away Andy with that Super Bowl. We just washed away the Super Bowl thing with that Super
sure.
Bowl.
And there was still enough Andy on that Super Bowl. Doug was here because of Andy.
Yeah.
A lot of there's still players here that played under Andy, well, drafted
Nick,
under Andy.
Andy drafted
the core
Nick.
Four. Well, yep. except for Lane. He didn't draft Lane.
Although Chip had more to do with that Super Bowl than Andy because he brought Jeff Statlin here.
That's true. That's
good
true.
Point.
Well, and he drafted Nick Foles. And he left and came
yep.
back, but he drafted mm-hmm. Nick Foles as well.
Yep.
And you've mentioned this. It means something to you, right, Jack?
It does mean yeah. something to me. And again, I love Andy, but I'm also, I just got a little sick and tired of how could Philadelphia run Andy Reid out of town? He's a great coach. He could be the best coach of all time. It's just, I would like to be like, no, we're also a great organization too. I think we are a great organization, and, mm-hmm. and that's 100% a fact, but I think it's still viewed as Andy's the one that got away.
Right,
And being able to plant our flag of, well, now we got two Super Bowl rings.
And one was over him.
And one was over him. Like,
yep.
that stuff still matters.
Yep.
It still matters. Beating Mahomes matters, too, but beating Andy does matter. Still.
And I don't need him making history at our expense.
Exactly.
Like, I don't need the first NFL three-peat, Super Bowl three-peat coming at our expense. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It is Foxhole Guy status if you are the winner of next question today, which is big, it happening during the Super Bowl lead-up. Mm-hmm. So it is Oprah's birthday today. Oprah is 71 years old.
Man, big O.
Looks good for 71. Looks good for 71.
You should.
You know what they say. So for next question today, you know what they say, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think I do.
Yep. For next question today, we want somebody who's known by only one name. Jack, do you want to give us somebody who is known by only one name?
Yes, and I'm taking this so that Ike does
no.
not.
Don't take his.
I'm taking Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I wasn't even going to go Tiger. That's a pretty good one right
Tiger's
there, man.
Known by one name.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's Tiger, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll
what are you thinking about over there?
Well, no, I think of him as his full name. You can call him Tiger, but to me...
Call him Tiger?
Well, yeah. I always say Tiger Woods.
Let me. Other than Michael Jordan.
Yep.
He's the greatest athlete.
Yes.
That's been around the last 30 plus years.
Yeah, I would
Tiger.
Agree. Yes. I'm not lowering Tiger Woods as
you
an athlete.
Are they going to call him Eldrick?
Not calling him Eldrick.
His government name.
Ike, you got one name?
I'm going Kobe.
Oh, Kobe's a good one,
man,
too.
I got to go to Black Mamba, man.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going Prince. And Prince,
right.
Prince is elite because Prince for a while didn't even have a name. He changed his name
symbol.
To a symbol. But there aren't enough people who aren't known by any name or just known by a symbol. So that can't be it. So I'm going Prince.
Prince.
215-592-9494. Does it mean more
that
Andy is on the other side? Prince? Oh,
man,
absolutely.
Love Prince.
Absolutely. When I was in Minneapolis, you can go through a tour of Prince's
whole
compound.
It's the one thing I'm I regret it not doing.
You can't.
I didn't do anything else in Minneapolis but sit in the damn mall,
in the mall.
For all week.
You know, I could have gone. The thing that bothered me, and I wish it didn't bother me, so I want to go back and do it, is you're not allowed to take pictures in there, and I wanted to take pictures.
You know, I think Trey did tell me that because Trey Thomas went. He wound up going. But now you're not allowed to take pictures. Huh?
No.
What the hell is the experience for then? Why would I go then?
Yeah, but, you know, I can understand.
I can't take photos?
No, you're not allowed to take photos. At least when in 2018, when I was there, you weren't allowed to take photos.
Goodness gracious.
All right. 215-592-9494. The question is, does it mean anything to you that Andy is on the other sideline? And next question today, give us somebody who is known by only one name. Starting us off, Dom in Princeton. You're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
What's going on?
Big Dom? No.
No, Big Dom. You definitely call me Little Dom, though.
All right, you're Little Dom from now on.
All right. What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
I think it means, growing up, I'm about 20 years old. Growing up, it means a lot because Coach Reed's team was like the GOAT team for me growing up for the Eagles. McCoy, you got McNabb. You've got like the legends, and Chip Kelly came in and ruined it. And Reed left, and we were kind of in pieces. We had Sam Bradford and Nick Foles. Just not getting it done. So I think we got to beat him, and I don't want to be the three-peat for the Chiefs.
Yeah, sit in the same place. And you said you're 20 years old?
Yeah.
So, man, so for most of your life, Andy Reid has been maybe the most present name in Eagles history, you know, considering everybody.
If you're 20, when did you see? He's 10 years old. How old were you when you actually realized what you were watching?
Oh, yeah.
No, my first jersey was a Jeremy Maclin jersey.
So that's like what, 24?
Number 18.
Yeah, yeah, so Jay Mack.
When that Cowboys guy was on earlier, he got me all fired up because, dude, those freaking guys haven't won a Super Bowl since before I was born.
Right, what the hell is Corey?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Dom.
Yeah.
I just realized.
Ike's just, whatever in Ike's head is coming out.
No, that Cowboys fan that was on earlier talking trash about 57-year drought or whatever, or 67. And they haven't won a Super Bowl since 96 or 97, whatever it was.
Yeah, well,
I was even born.
Yeah.
You know? It's irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, too. Thank you for the call, Dom. For somebody like me, I'm 48. Mm-hmm. I lived through the Buddy era. Mm-hmm. I lived through the Rich Kotate era. Mm-hmm. I've been alive through a lot of different eras of Eagles football. He was 20, but even if you're 30 years old, Andy Reid, as far as if you talk about coaches and players.
You're 30, Andy is the coach that you know.
Yeah, yeah. He might be the single biggest Eagle, even if you consider players.
Frissy.
Yeah, the single biggest, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Character. In all of Eagles history.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're that age, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because if you're 20, by the way, you have no concept of Andy Reid. I'm 30, and like I understand Andy enough,
right.
Right. But you know, I wasn't there in 99.
Oh, I didn't ask Dom's one name. I'm
sorry. That's all right.
All right. Well, if he calls back,
what are you gonna give you, Drake?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, 20 years old. Yeah.
That's a good name.
You pick somebody from Nickelodeon.
By the way,
Ren and Stimpy or something.
By the way, to bring this inside the show real quick.
Yeah.
So Corey, who's now finally there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thrown off too. Yeah. I'm so used to it. I got amateurs back here who are still on Bluetooth, don't understand the next question. There's a rhythm and a rhyme to this show.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
If everyone could please fall in line.
A rhyme and a rhythm.
Whatever.
Lock in.
Like, everyone's got to lock in.
Lock in!
Callers, hosts, new callers. I know there's a lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
Get off the freaking speaker and lock in.
Yeah.
Listen, Dom, I love you. I'm glad you called the show, bro. Don't. It's a little tough love right now.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take too much of offense to this.
Sure.
Yes. Have it together when you call back the next
time. Well, and then you got to.
You should never be the first caller that we go to.
Well, that's my fault.
Well, it's my fault.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I don't care what the midday show is talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're on a different topic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, if you're
that's why he threw me off when he said the other caller earlier. Yeah. I'm like, hold on, aren't you our first caller? I'm like, you shouldn't even be our first caller.
Yeah, and also, don't listen to any other show. No, I'm just kidding. Listen to all the other shows.
The radio station starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah. And if this is your first time listening, this is the best show on the radio station.
Yes.
Thank you for listening for the first time. That's Ike Reese right there.
That's right.
I'm Spike Eskin. That's Jack Fritz. Yes. Mm-hmm. We are the most knowledgeable show on WIP. Mm. We're the funniest show on WIP.
Certain.
The best looking show on WIP. Mm-hmm. It's really like there's not any.
And you know who else agrees with all that?
What?
Our boss. He admitted that in.
Yes. We did
on
a
lie detector day.
Yeah.
So again, I appreciate the new callers. Please lock in.
All right. Speaking of locking in, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. You locked in, Corey?
I've been locked in. I don't know what y'all doing back over there. Y'all phone systems are messed up or something. I was on hold. I'm like, we going to Dom. I'm like, who the hell is Dom? You know?
Big I didn't even see your name up there, though. I didn't see
his name. His name wasn't up there.
Again, there's something going on with the phones. If the engineers could lock in, everything's falling apart before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought y'all had Big Dom calling in. I'm like, okay, I'll take a backseat to Big Dom.
Big Dom Trash and Andy? That would be something else.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But look, hey, yo, like, I don't know what you got going on, but next time, use a better analogy. Cause I know, ain't no boyfriend sneaking around. My wife, you putting it down. That ain't worried about that.
Oh God!
So next time, use a better analogy.
You know that.
You know.
Hell yeah.
That's
hell yeah.
So look,
she wakes up remembering what it was like.
Oh my God.
Exactly, boy. You
hell yeah.
Looking for round two. Hey.
Hell yeah. Everybody at work wonders what's going on.
2 o'clock, y'all. Yeah. We're in the 2 o'clock
hour.
But
look, hey, I want to beat the hell out of Andy Reid. Listen.
Yes.
I don't care. Listen, it don't got nothing to do with Andy Reid himself. It's just the mistake with Andy Reid, like who he is. Just like I wanted to beat Belichick. Also, Ike Reese, Mac Jones played for Belichick and Nick Saban, you know.
Yes, I found out nine players.
Played for both.
Nine players played for both. Shout out to
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
Now, how many played for Ed Donatell as well?
Who was that?
The greatest of all time, I was told.
This dude's silly, man. Like, this dude. But look, man, I just want to beat the Chiefs. I want to end the dynasty, because see, we about to end the Chiefs dynasty and start a new one. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. So Andy Reid, you know, Mahomes, y'all just happen to be in the way, because you know the Eagles dynasty is starting. See, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, we were still kind of young. But now we here. You know, we know what it's like. See, Nick was learning. Jalen was learning. But now we know what it's like. Andy Reid, you better – we going to be y'all's worst nightmare. See, you got to go through us to win the Super Bowl. It ain't the other way around. We don't got to go through the Chiefs. The Chiefs got to go through us. My man, Boss Man D-Lo said, you know, she don't want a puppy. She want a big dog. And we the big dog. And y'all got to go through us.
That's what I mean.
Y'all know who Boss Man D-Lo is?
No shot.
I don't know that one.
Jack know who he is. Jack, remember when the Phillies were singing the song? Phillies, what do you want? Remember Marsh?
Oh, now I do. Yeah. He's in the Hirachis or something like that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. There you go, baby.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
All right, but look. Real quick on the way out. Yesterday, put me in a box seat, and they call us later on trying to be like, you know, oh, Corey only rooting for Jalen, I see. Let me get one thing straight. Jalen is my guy, but I'm an Eagles fan first. You know, if the Eagles move on from Jalen, the next quarterback, I'm going to defend him the same way.
You know how we do it. Exactly. That's how we do it. I didn't mean to put you in a box yesterday. I just wanted you to go.
So wait a minute, Corey. If they have another quarterback that I don't think is that good, am I going to have to fight with you on about that guy, no matter who he is?
Jalen going to be the quarterback till he retires.
Okay. All right.
That's all right. The thing. You know, he's going to be the guy. Because, you know, we win it. Like, we're going to win this Super Bowl, and we got probably like two or three left that he's going to win, because you have to bow the knee, baby. It's coming.
All right.
My one namer is, you know, Queen P, Beyonce.
Beyonce's a good one.
Beyonce's a good one.
Beyonce's a good one. And Beyonce's been Beyonce even since she was in Destiny's Child. She was just Beyonce. Has always been the one name.
Yeah, Beyonce's got to give her credit, man. Been around for a while.
Yep. And probably has how many, you know, doesn't have a lot left time left in the public eye, her and Jay-Z.
When the
court documents come out, supposedly. I don't know. She's had a good run.
I think she's safe.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And even if she isn't, he's going down on her back.
Right, he will. Yeah, he will.
He better. Yeah.
Did you see Michael Rubin's not having the white party anymore?
No.
Yeah, and he said it's because he wanted to go out on top and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I know why you don't want to have the white party.
We know why you stopped that white party.
Yep.
Keep it moving, though. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, the high-level parties.
We'll stop having these get-togethers.
Yep. All right. Coming up next, it seems like, based on this news that we'll talk about, that Kellen Moore is pretty much the only candidate for the Saints. Yeah. So we'll talk about that candidate that's dropping out and then the ripple effects that could happen here in Philadelphia. We also want to know, does it matter to you? Does it mean a little extra to beat Andy? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So we count down to Super Bowl 59.
In my head, I can do the dance. What's your favorite word?
Do you think you can do the dance?
I can't do it, but in my head, I can do
it.
I've watched them do it enough. Some of the moves I got, but I can't put it all together.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've tried.
And if you can't, I mean, there's
no
shot.
You have no chance, Jack.
Dude, yeah. No.
Me neither.
And as everyone knows, I'm top heavy.
Do you just tip over if you try to
like
dance?
I'm like a teapot.
Yeah.
Like the
opposite of a weeble. I don't think a teapot. Teapot
no, I was
is
thinking more like a dreidel.
Yeah. It's everything you say is actually the opposite. You don't know what infamous means. You don't know. What was the one you screwed up yesterday?
No.
No, it was. It
was the exact opposite.
Yeah, totally opposite.
I already said impartial.
Impartial.
Yes.
When you were actually being partial.
Yeah, it's my, because I never listened in school. I just read sports articles.
Yeah.
I pieced together what they were saying without any context or looking
it's
up what it meant.
Sort of similar to now. You know, a lot of times Jack will send me a story and I'll see the headline. I'll be like, wait a minute. Did you read this? And he'd be like, no, of course I didn't read it.
I had that problem with Marks, too. Like, oh, I would just send you guys headlines without doing any research on it, hoping you would just do it.
Man. I do. Well, thankfully, I read it.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shout the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. So the Twitter question, wait, I had it up. Hold on 1 second. Oh, there we go. Does potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl still matter to you? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the results are so far?
Yes, I'll say yes at 77%.
61% say yes.
Oh, not as high as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I remember.
Because looking at the board.
Yep. Well, I remember when Andy Reid Appreciation Day was what, in
18?
19? It was next year.
Yeah, it was 19.
It was in 19. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, we were here for it. It was 2020.
Yeah, right, it was the 2020 Super Bowl 2019 season, right?
Right, yes.
So, yeah, we did, if you never heard it, we did this whole thing on the air, Andy Reid Appreciation Day. And, you know,
I got my T-shirt.
Yeah, it was a great shirt. Yeah, it's a great shirt. And it sort of felt like, you know, Angela was against it. Rhea was against it. Marks was sort of against it. I can't remember. But but things had changed in that people had, because we had won a Super Bowl now, people had moved on from hating Andy Reid. So this is less about hating Andy, and it's more about, for me, not having him be such a giant figure in Eagles history.
It was cute when he won that one.
Yes.
But now that he's going for a three-peat.
Three in a row, I don't need that.
Exactly.
I don't need it at our expense. 215-592-9494. Bashir in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up?
Bashir.
See, if you
let me lock in. I'm so sorry. Let me lock in.
There we go. Lock in. Yeah.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bob?
So, in my opinion, since the era I grew up was basically like the Chip Kelly era, it's not really important to me. You know, it could be anybody. It could be Mickey Mouse. It could be SpongeBob. It could have been anybody.
Really?
So you're saying you missed the Andy Reid era of coaching, really?
Whoa. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. No, I thought something bad happened there. Mm-hmm. Well, how old are you, Bashir? I'm sorry. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Oh, well, so yeah, there's still a lot of Andy Reid though in your life. I think
not so much. I caught the tail end.
Okay.
I caught the tail end of it.
All right. So a lot for you was post Andy. So you
it was
chipped.
Easy for you to get over those last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. You already move on.
They were not great.
Are we smelling? Right. We're smelling fraud watch here, by the way. I mean, come on.
Well, he did have to make it through the Chip Kelly.
I'm 30.
Okay.
My first heartbreak was because of Ike in 02. Oh, like, I know the Andy teams.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were 8, though.
Yeah. I'm also a machine. I got
it. Yeah. Not everybody is as locked in as you are, Jack.
Well, I had no
idea. Yeah, sorry. We all can't be as locked in.
Yeah. Not everybody.
Allegedly locked in.
Yes. Allegedly locked in. Meanwhile, the guy's putting a brand new caller, first time caller, first on the show. This guy over here. Bashir, give us, for next question today, give us somebody who's only known by one name.
I'm gonna go Obama.
Boom.
Obama's a huge one.
That's a good one.
That's a huge one. That is a huge one. Yep. I mean, and even remember the whole marketing of it or whatever. The posters just had Obama on it.
Mm-hmm.
The T-shirts just had Obama on it. So that's a good one.
There'll be a lot of one namers.
Yeah, I think so.
45 is coming up now.
Yeah. There's gonna be a little extra oomph behind it.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Somebody will have it.
Yeah.
So,
by the way,
yeah,
does he get? Is he 47 now?
Yeah, I mean, 45 and 47.
Oh, he's like Kobe.
Yeah,
two numbers.
Well, how many numbers did LeBron have? 3.
Oh, he's got 8 numbers.
Oh, yeah,
he's trying to be like Kobe.
Man,
too.
he was just 26 and 23.
No,
I'm
26?
Just saying number 6. Just 6 and 23.
Yeah,
it's only 2 numbers.
Okay.
Easy.
All right.
But he's done it like 9 times. Is my point.
That is the issue. I agree. Yeah.
Did you see him last night? They're getting blown out,
yeah.
And this guy, with 5 minutes less in the game, needs to get his 30-point thing so he can have his fraudulent record of most 30-point games. Played like 10 more seasons than Jordan.
Yeah.
Congratulations, doofus. And in his career, and I
LeBron, the doofus,
I stand by this, He always mailed it in when he played in Philadelphia. I never thought in LeBron's entire career.
He'd come here and put on a show.
Yeah, and he would look, and somebody would say, if they just looked at the box score, what are you talking about? He had 27, 7, right. and 6 or whatever. And I say, I watched the game, and he came here, and he mailed it in. And that's what they did again last night. It was nice to beat him, though. So, go ahead.
I mean, you got to meet all the Eagles after the game.
Yes.
And before the game.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, almost all the Eagles. So, Kellen Moore had a Zoom interview to be the New Orleans Saints head coach. Then they flew to Philadelphia and had an in-person interview, or having an in-person interview.
Yep.
Adam Schefter just reported that he is the leader to become New Orleans Saints head coach.
Well, there it is.
And then Mike McCarthy bowed out of the running to be New Orleans Saints head coach.
Right, as if he really had a
choice. Yeah, just like I've also bowed out of the running
right,
to become
New
Orleans.
Right, I'm out of the running too. I don't want the job either.
So it looks like we're going to change offensive coordinators again after the Super Bowl.
Even more of a reason we got to win this game.
Yes. Well, because we're going to have to deal with this whole...
Definitely going to have a down year next year, yes.
Well, so I wonder, Doug Neusmeier...
We definitely are having a down year next year.
Doug Neusmeier, the quarterback's coach, I wonder if he goes along with Kellen, or if he ends up being the offensive coordinator.
He makes, Doug the OC down there.
It's certainly possible, right?
Yeah.
That way he has one down there.
Yeah.
And the name that keeps popping up, there will be a lot of names out there, and we'll have time for this, but Josh McCown has all, and who's quarterback's coach in
Josh
Minnesota
McCown.
Now. And I think you have to give him at least, Kevin O'Connell gets a lot of credit for what he did with Sam Darnold, and rightly so. But I also think the quarterback's coach there has to get credit for what happened with.
But can he call plays?
Well, that's the question. I don't know that answer, but he has been up for jobs like this before. He's been up for head coach jobs. And the other thing I'd say about McCown is that he seems to me to have something that Kellen Moore doesn't. And that when Josh McCown was here, he seemed to have some locker room juice. Josh McCown did. I felt like the players believed in McCown a little bit. Everywhere he's been, I think he's been talked of.
Well, he knows how to play the backup quarterback role.
Yep.
He's perfected that.
Yep.
He's the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. And we are probably going to have another offensive coordinator here, it seems like.
I wonder if they hire from within.
Yep.
Josh McCown. You just mentioned him.
Yep.
Frank Reich.
Yep. Is out there.
And out there. You know how close he and Nick is.
Yep.
So.
Dougie.
Doug Peterson.
I don't see Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I don't see Doug.
I don't see Doug coming back here as an OC after being... The man's statue is in the damn head plaza over there before you go in the game.
Yeah, we saw how that worked out.
Coming back here to be the OC.
Okay.
We saw how that worked out with Nick and Carson, by the way, having the statue out front.
Yeah. What about another name?
Okay.
He was great this year, part of a national champion.
Ooh.
Chip Kelly.
Jeffrey Lurie's not hiring
Chip
Kelly. Yeah. Howie Roseman's not.
He's talking about somebody
Chip
being
Kelly.
Shocked.
Yeah,
I'd be shocked. He wouldn't even get an interview.
Could you imagine
come back here as the OC?
Could you imagine coming into work that day and we see it come across the wire?
No, imagine Nick going to them saying, "What do you guys think about Chip Kelly as my OC?"
They might fire Nick. Howie might fire Nick on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He would lead Nick back to that little office he had in the back of the NovaCare facility where he was in charge of equipment.
Imagine Nick going in like, "Hey."
Got an idea.
Chip Kelly's available.
Yep. Now, the one thing that I think is interesting, actually, a bit aside, is Bobby Slowick, who was fired from the Texans job.
Yeah.
And listen, he was in head coaching circles last year. That team fell apart. That offensive line was a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, they killed C.J. Stroud.
Now, I know, it's probably recency bias, but also you have to give him, when C.J. Stroud takes a step back the way that he did, and a lot of quarterbacks take a step back in their second season, but for him to take a step back the way that he did, I don't know enough about Slowick, but this is going to be a big topic.
But here's what's interesting to me there. And it doesn't mean Slowick can't call or design plays.
Right.
The fact that they had the amount of injuries that they had in Houston, and they still decided to fire him.
Right. Right.
So it wasn't as if they were saying, it's not his fault. We still like what he's doing, the quarterback development, the play designs. they needed a scapegoat, even though they made the playoffs.
Right.
They still decided to get rid of the OC.
Made the playoffs, and they won a playoff game.
Did they win that first? You're right. I think they did win that first game.
Yeah, because they lost to Kansas City in the second round.
Yes, they won the first game. Yeah. I can't remember who they beat.
Yeah. So
they beat Justin Herbert.
Oh, the Chargers. That's right. Yes, the Chargers.
Don't you worry. Yeah.
No, the Chargers. Listen, there's nobody who – no one gives more lifeless playoff performances than the Chargers.
Yeah, there's
except when Rivers tore his ACL and made the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, that game before was awesome. You're right.
There's something about that franchise, it seems like.
And no memorable games. No. And you're right, Jack, except the ACL game.
Yeah. And even with Jim Harbaugh there, they got into the playoffs and they laid an egg. Yeah. We'll get back to your calls right after I talk to you about Colonial Hyundai. The great news about Colonial Hyundai, and I've always loved Colonial, and they've always done their best to be faster, easier, and better when you want to buy a brand new Hyundai. But they have a brand new dealership. It's finally finished. The cars are John Ashdale and the staff have been working like day and night to put together this state-of-the-art dealership to make buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle even faster, even easier, even better. Right now, it's like, it's easy. Effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. If you're worried about what your trade-in is worth, don't worry at Colonial, because Colonial is going to give you more for your trade than anybody else, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. If you're worried about, you know, that they're going to have the car that you want, they do. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. They have Santa Fe's and Palisades and Kona's and Tucson's. Right now, for a limited time, you can drive home in a brand new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And when you buy a brand new Hyundai there, you get America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. You get Hyundai Assurance and a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com so you can see what they have on the lot. The faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai, Colonial Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Johnny in Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Johnny?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, right. Guys. So a couple things, man. All right, so the whole Andy thing, I'm over that. I'm over beating Andy. I actually don't mind Andy. He brought our city and our team a lot of success. I know we came up short. I don't blame him for coming up short in 04. McNabb threw like 3 picks, probably 4, but it got overturned. So I know he could have done more, but still, I don't hate the guy. I was happy when he won, but yeah, I'm not trying to beat him. I'm more just trying to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, I hear that. That there is something to him making NFL history at our expense, though. To me, him winning a third. I actually
do understand that one.
That part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And just,
that's a good point.
To be clear, I'm not trying to, you feel how you feel. It's cool. But I think Jack and I are not coming from a place of hating Andy. I think that's gone for almost everybody.
Right.
I think for
almost.
I said almost.
Angelo Castaldi.
Yeah, I think for me, it's more about, I don't want his shadow to be quite as big over the Eagles organization as it is.
Fair.
To me,
fair.
You know, yeah.
And that's nothing about his size.
No.
Yeah. Hey, man, he's slimming up.
Every year, in the summer, he's always slim guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then by this point, he looks like the walrus.
Yes, every year. Every year that weight goes up and down, like 60 pounds. Yep.
Damn.
Well, it's true.
The main reason for my call is I have to come clean and I have to make a I was wrong statement.
Mm.
So over the past 4 years, I haven't heard the end of this specifically from my nephew, who's stationed in the Air Force overseas in Germany. But his name's Luke, and Luke, if you're listening, I was wrong about Jalen Hurts draft day. And
What were you wrong about?
I at the time, Spike, I didn't like. I still felt like Carson had the goods.
That's understandable, though.
Yeah,
that's
welcome to the right show,
man.
Pal. You're still right. He's still cooking.
Yeah, Johnny. I don't know what you know about this show, but 2 out of the 3 of us are still Carson Wentz believers. The huge Carson Wentz guy.
Yeah, so at the time, I just thought, look, man, we got our franchise guy. This is just going to bring more problems and controversy. And I just didn't like that. But I was wrong. I was wrong. And Jalen has my 100% respect, obviously, from 2 years ago. He has it now. And I was wrong about that. So, Luke, if you're listening. And then, guys, just wanted to end on, I like our chances, man. I think we have the better overall team. I feel like we're a more complete team. I'll be honest, not at quarterback. I don't think we have the best quarterback on the field.
Well,
yeah,
and
we
I
don't.
Think that's why the Chiefs
hate the breaking news sound.
Yeah, no, listen,
but there's Philly fans done. That just they won't come to grips with that, and that's fine. But look, we got the better O-line. We definitely got the better running back, better receivers, better defense, in my opinion. And I think that's going to be the difference this time. And look, we just got to keep the gas down. We can't be playing that soft D. If we go up 10 points at halftime, we got to keep it. You can't back down off this guy.
Well, yeah,
and
this...
you know they get the calls. So we got to play hard, steady. But I think we got the better team, man. I think we could do it.
Yeah. So for next question today, it's Oprah's birthday. Why don't you give us somebody who's known only by one name?
Oh, I got the slam dunk. I got the winner. It's okay. Jesus.
Jesus.
You said Jesus.
That is a big one.
That's a good one.
That's a big answer. Jesus. Jesus is a big answer. It's a big answer.
Yeah. How do you go against that one?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go against it. It's like the Andy thing.
No, I meant us.
Oh, yeah. Pick against Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm the one of the three that could.
Well, hold on.
Well, yeah, you are. You're right. Yes. You cleared that up yesterday.
Yeah.
But at the same point, we got to make sure we stay on good terms heading into the big game.
The Super Bowl.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't tempt faith.
That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with the last caller as far as putting our foot on the gas. The Eagles do have a tendency, and the Super Bowls have been close lately, and you know this is a great team. You can only do what you can do. But the Eagles do have a tendency to have games be one-score games in the fourth quarter that maybe didn't need to be. Mm-hmm. And if we are a one-score game in the fourth quarter, I would be absolutely terrified.
Yeah, this is not the dude you want to be up against.
No.
One score left.
No. Yeah. He needs to go down the field and get 3 or 7. Patrick Mahomes, I don't have any doubt.
Where's the confidence? But if it happens, where would you have more confidence? In the defense going up against Mahomes? Or Jalen having to score against that Chiefs defense?
I would take Jalen 10 out of 10.
So you would take being down?
Yes.
I disagree.
Oh, I would rather have Jalen try to drive.
I got so much faith in these boys on defense.
Maybe the Rams game scarred me a little bit.
It was snowing.
Okay. It was snowing for everyone. It was snowing for...
Well, we bounced back last week.
They did.
Bounced back last week.
But, you know, Jaden Daniels, God bless him. He's not Patrick Mahomes. And I do...
Oh, yeah.
This is a great defense, but if we need to get a score or get a stop, I'm taking get a score. Jack, where are you?
Get a score.
Wow.
You guys would rather be down?
We're Jalen guys.
I would rather be down, yeah. I mean, listen, we...
You're nuts.
I would.
I'd rather have the lead.
Now Buffalo had that exact situation.
Yeah.
And I thought Buffalo was going to march down the field and score.
Well,
you saw what happened.
Yes.
I saw some stat that in that situation, right? Brady is like the exact situation you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Brady is 46% in converting and scoring points and like scoring a touchdown in the postseason.
Yeah.
Mahomes is 7-for-7. Like he's never not. Score
7-for-7.
He's 7-for-7 in that exact situation in the playoffs.
It sounds about right.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't.
I'm gonna find the exact stat.
Well,
but...
because when the Bengals beat them, was it because how did the Bengals beat them? Did the Chiefs have the ball last, or did the Bengals go down and score last?
I don't remember that game at all.
Yeah, I don't. I'll find the exact audio because there's audio of them talking about the stat.
Yeah.
But
I can't remember how that game ended.
Yeah.
But that was a close game.
It was a close game.
That was a close game.
Yeah.
That loser Joe Burrow, who doesn't deserve to be in the MVP consideration.
Yeah, who beat Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead.
Yeah,
no big deal.
Well, it was Burrowhead at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So you would take Mahomes on the field rather than.
I think I would. Because it's not. I know it's him. But I'm not afraid of the skill position guys.
I know, but he finds a way.
I know, man. I know.
He finds a way. He's going to find a way. And Travis Kelce's has punted most of the season, just saving it for the postseason.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. So the stat is, since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter and there was under a minute to play and the team on offense trailed by 7 points or fewer at the start. Out of 125 drives, 40% of the time, did the team on offense pull off the magic trick and do it. Tom Brady is 46% in those situations, 5 of 11. Drew Brees was 3 of 6, and Mahomes is 7 of 7.
That dude really is the greatest of all time. I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I know. It's just...
Not yet. Yeah.
But when you think about all that we've heard about Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. All the years, all the Super Bowls, and then you look at his age, and it's 29. He's only 3 years older than Jalen.
I agree.
It is... insane.
He's off to the fastest start, the greatest start.
Yes.
What made Tom Brady to go?
Is he kept going.
He kept doing it.
Yeah. Well, the way quarterbacks play now.
Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. People don't even realize that.
Right.
In the middle of his career. Yeah. Yes.
It is crazy. Yeah. And can you imagine?
And then he came back and won three. He came back and won four.
And the other thing is.
Hold up. This man missed 10 years from not going to the Super Bowl. He lost two in there.
Right.
But they didn't win until a decade, right? They beat us in 2003, and I don't think they won again until they beat Seattle.
Well, yeah, because they lost in 2007.
And they lost in 2011.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't win for almost a decade, and then he won four more.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine the conversation, because the world is different today, how we talk about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If Mahomes went 10 years in between winning a Super Bowl, like we would start the fifth year, people would going, maybe he wasn't that great. I really do. Like he's set a standard and a way, and he has such a huge thing to live up to. And we go year to year on these things so quickly.
Well, some of that was out there with Brady. That's why with Brady, he's such a maniac that it kept him wanting to keep playing, and he felt like he wasn't going to get credit for those first 3 years of those first three Super Bowls.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Carried by defense, offense, even though that wasn't totally true. But that narrative was starting to be there as he got further and further away from winning.
And then he went and won four more.
Man, guy went and won four more Super Bowls.
One in Tampa.
In Tampa, of all places.
Right. He just went there and won the first year in Tampa. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, there's a debate that's been happening. Well, I don't know if a debate, but we've argued about Jalen Hurts for a while. Specifically, Jack and I have been more doubters of Jalen Hurts. And now that he's in the Super Bowl again and played great on Sunday, there's just sort of, and Ike, we're going to need your help on where we should act. Because there seems to be a split among the Eagles fans and quote-unquote Jalen people as to how Jack and I should act going up to the Super Bowl. So we'll have you sort of decide on that. Also, does it mean anything to you that to beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. And we will have that very interesting conversation that Ike will have to help us decide next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.